This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Winter weather advisories have expired. We're seeing a lot of people have stayed home. The roads are not awful, just the typical spots. We'll get to that in a second. But first, let's hear about the weather story from Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen. And I guess the concern now is that we're below freezing, Craig.
That's it. It is at or below 30 in many locales right now. But again, there's not much more falling. And many areas had plenty of time to get to work on the roads and all the salt that was down. Obviously, as you see, with the lighter amounts of snow in and around the city, nothing really stuck to the city streets. However, there is still some very slippery weather out across parts of Long Island down the Jersey Shore with the very last of the snowflakes. I should mention eastern Connecticut, too, New London County, picking up some snowfall now that may be able to put down another half inch or so to the totals that you already have. But the highest totals were north and west of 287, specifically the northwest counties of New Jersey and adjacent sections of New York State. Connecticut and Long Island got their snowfall overnight and into this morning. But again, it is moving away, and now it should be fairly quiet for the next several days.
Well, maybe I spoke too soon about the conditions clearing, because we just got on the line with WCBS's Sean Adams. Sean is live now up in Sparta, New Jersey, and something very dangerous and scary just happened to you, Sean.
Yeah, it can happen, and that's the thing. It's been a pretty good morning so far. I can tell you it is gorgeous. Lake Mohawk is shivering this morning. The snow-covered chalet-style homes of Sparta, it resembles a scene right out of the Alps. It is picturesque in Sussex County, and it is still quite dangerous. The major roads are in pretty good shape across northern New Jersey, but you go on some of those back roads, some of them are still snow-covered. I was on one road doing just fine. It was still dark. All of a sudden, the road disappeared. Couldn't tell where I was. There was so much snow. The anti-lock brakes, they kick in, and then you're just at the mercy of momentum, and you slide along until you come to a stop. Everything's fine, but you have to be careful navigating because you have wires down on roads. The trees, that's what's going on here. The trees are drooping and bending from the weight of this heavy, wet snow. And those trees, some of them are leaning on power lines, so we could still have some more problems develop this morning. As you drive around, some homes are dark. Intersections have no traffic lights. So you're definitely going to need some patience trying to get around and navigate for a little while longer up here in northern New Jersey. That's the scene in Sparta. Now let's jump over to Connecticut and WCBS's Paul Murnane.
And Sean, the snow didn't wrap up here in Ridgefield until around 6 o'clock in the morning. The snow plows were not out on Route 7, to my eye, until about 5 o'clock in the morning. I thought they were getting a late start. So 2 hours ago, Route 7 was a snow-covered mess, and now traffic is zipping by on bare, wet blacktop. The Merritt and 95 were in great shape early this morning, even with the snow still coming down. And to take a look at traffic conditions, it looks like a lighter than normal commute even along those major thoroughfares. The first couple of trains of the morning here on the Danbury line at the Branchville station have come and gone on time. There have been some problems. That includes a guy I saw who was stuck trying to get up a hill on Route 7 with his rear-wheel drive Pontiac Firebird. He told me that he was the guy they were expecting at work to plow out the parking lot. His 4x4 was in the shop, so he had to take the weekend ride. He looked great, but he was having trouble on that hill. But it's a much better ride here now, and the snow stopped about an hour ago. We're thawing out. Reporting live in Ridgefield, Connecticut, Paul Murnane, WCBS News Radio 880.
I wonder if that guy has old-fashioned chains and a cardboard box in the back of his trunk. Now the WCBS Weather Center forecast as we check in with Craig Allen at the Exergen Weather Desk. Craig.
And very little to discuss right now in terms of what's left of snow falling. I don't think we have to worry too much about accumulations. There's just some flurries over eastern Connecticut. Well, there's two little spots that I want to mention here. Since everything is still pivoting around counterclockwise, it has dropped down. Dropped down south of the expressway, central and south shore areas of Suffolk County. There may be just a brief period of a little bit heavier snow, and the same thing along the Jersey coast, Monmouth County in particular, but that is swirling on out to sea now as well. So developing sunshine for the area today, a cold, gusty wind, 35 to 40 degrees, mostly cloudy for tonight, 28 suburbs to about 34 in the city. So the areas that have a lot of snow that fell during the day yesterday and into last night, and it's obviously not all going to melt away today, you could see some refreezing and some icy spots tonight, especially the north and west suburbs. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance of a snow or rain shower. High near 40. Thursday, mostly sunny. 40 to 45 degrees. It is a gusty northwest wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour, 31 degrees, heading up to around 40.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.